We don't need to hear more than the word wall, and our ears perk up. Wall is a word that is part of the current political landscape. And so it was millennia ago the Greek playwright Aristophanes created a comedy with two humans who set out with two birds, a jay and a crow, they're intent on building a city, and they design a wall that, once it's finished, is massive and can allow two chariots to pass each other. But the most significant thing is that the birds built the wall all by themselves. That from Christopher Humphrey's online summary about the birds. The University of Scranton Players will present The Birds by Aristophanes in a new version by Brian Reno and Gabriel Vega Weissman this weekend. Dr. Hank Willenbrink, associate professor and theater program director at the University of Scranton, paid a visit to the WVIA studios to fill us in.
We're leading off this year with a play called The Birds. It's by Aristophanes originally. It's from 414 BCE. So it's a little old. I have two colleagues in philosophy, Dr. Andrew Lazella and Dr. Matt Meyer, who said, hey, you should really look at doing The Birds next year, because they saw in the political climate that's going on and a lot of the political debates, a lot of conversations about a wall. And in Aristophanes' The Birds, the general scenario is this. These two crotchety old guys decide to leave Athens because they're fed up with the political system and they want to go live with the birds. So they seek out this very particularly strange and Greek mythological figure who takes them to live with the birds. And in the Aristophanes version, they create this utopian city, but they build a wall to keep the gods from looking at what they're doing. So what I wanted to do was, we haven't done a Greek play in a while, and I wanted to, it seemed to me the right time to do a play with this kind of giant metaphor in it. And so what I wanted to do was do this Greek play, but also do it in a way that's contemporary. As a theater history professor, I can say this without any problem. Anytime my students read Greek comedy, in particular Aristophanes, it's very difficult to find out what's funny. We have to look at the footnote. You got to go to the bottom of the page. And humor is something that's so topical. It's something that's so spur of the moment. It's something that we really feed off of and live in a particular moment, that when we're looking for footnotes, we miss the humor of something. So I engaged with a director and author. His name is Gabriel Vega Weissman, and invited him in to direct the play. We were talking about doing some different translations, but then Gabriel said, you know, what if I work with my writing partner, Brian Reno? They had been actually in Scranton, I believe, 2 years ago at the Scranton Shakespeare Festival. What if Brian and I come in and we come up with a new version of this play? And so that's what The Birds is. But what's great about it is that, and so I got a chance to see it last weekend, and the way that they approached the play was really wonderful. So there are in these ancient Greek comedies these kind of particular figures that the Greeks found really funny that we don't necessarily see as something being very funny. So one of the characters is the father beater in the Aristophanes original. So it's this guy who kind of goes around and beats up his father, which is shades of the MTV show Jackass. There was this character on it. But still, for us, that seems like that's not a very funny thing. So one of the challenges that Gabriel and Brian had was to find our kind of contemporary analogous characters, our contemporary comedic people to put into these moments. So The Wall is actually a great example of this. The original version of The Wall is keeping the gods from looking in. In our version, it's keeping people who want to migrate to the city out. So this version of The Wall, which functions in one way in the classical version, now in the contemporary version, figures in a way that we understand, that has an analogous experience for us.
As the students are then preparing, are they getting a sense of what the chorus might have been or those traditional principles?
Yeah, well, what's really amazing about this production is that Gabriel has found a way to put the ancient Greek idea of acting and the ancient Greek idea of the chorus, again, into a contemporary context. So a good example is this. When we think about comedy, generally, we think about a situation which is innately funny, which we then laugh at. Something like, you know, if we think about a comedy like Step Brothers, for example. Okay, we've got Will Ferrell and we've got John C. Reilly, and they're 40-year-olds and they're living at home, and that's funny. But in an ancient Greek idea of comedy, it wasn't situational in the same way. In fact, in a lot of Aristophanes' works, so in something like The Clouds, for example, he would just have a moment where a character would find somebody in the audience, point at them and say, hey, you smell, and we all know that you smell, and look, there's nobody sitting around you. And so there was this kind of almost immediacy and kind of berating that happened that the Greeks found really funny. We still find part of that funny as well, but not in the same way. So what Gabriel has done in the directing is he's really kept this kind of idea of direct address going in it, and that functions for the chorus as well. Experiencing the play is very interesting because we're not used to having a group of people speaking in unison, which is something that was fundamental to the Greeks. You know, we live in an age right now of back and forth, of hot takes, of debate and that kind of thing. But the Greeks had this idea about speaking in unison and speaking as one, and that shows up in the chorus of The Birds.
Being aware of what's been unfolding in terms of our political climate, do we get a real sense of both this place where democracy was in fact established and what's happening in our democracy?
Well, it's an interesting question because, again, I think it goes to what the Greeks valued in terms of comedy and then what we value now. Nowadays, in comedy as well as in more serious works, we're always looking for some sort of moral. There needs to be some sort of message to a particular show. The Greeks weren't interested in a message. They were interested in experience. They were interested in a way in which the audience felt or moved through a particular thing. For us, a lot of times, there has to be something that's didactic or that kind of pokes at or points to a particular thing. The Greeks were more open-ended, and I would say that this version of it actually stays much truer to the Greeks than to a kind of moral lesson. There's no, you know, return home and everybody is happy at the end. In fact, and I don't want to give away the ending because I know for both Gabriel and Brian who created this, finding an ending was a really difficult thing. So in their version, they kind of open it up in a particular way to more absurdity and madness. And I think that would be something that the Greeks would love.
And so when you talk about having an experience and we think about Aristotle and catharsis and all of that, that's really some sort of experience in that sense.
Yeah, for the Greeks it was more emotional. I mean, the idea that we need to have this kind of instruction that goes along with it is a Roman invention. It's not a Greek invention. And we still live with this kind of idea that there needs to be some sort of instruction. But the Greeks, I think, were more in tune with, or maybe not more in tune with, but definitely more accepting of a kind of larger non-educational purpose for the arts.
Is it set in a specific time?
It's set right now. So instead of having two crotchety old men leaving Athens, what we have instead are two jaded entertainment executives who are leaving L.A. And the setting is actually in the kind of Nevada desert, right around where something like, I don't know, Burning Man would happen. The set is done by a guest artist that we had come in. Her name is Grace Lauerbacher. And the set itself has these kind of resonances of ancient Greek theaters with the orchestra and the skene behind. But it also has this kind of bowerbirds, fake portal nesting kind of thing, which is gorgeous. And it plays this weekend, Friday, Saturday at 8 and Sunday at 5, because we're making some room for students who are involved in the Scranton Fringe Festival. It's on the University of Scranton campus, of course. It's across from the Weinberg Memorial Library, and it's a beautiful, very unique space.
Dr. Hank Willenbrink,
associate professor on the faculty at the University of Scranton and theater program director there, speaking with us about The Birds by Aristophanes, to be presented by the University of Scranton Players Friday and Saturday, September 30th and October 1st at 8 each night, and Sunday, October 2nd at 5. For more information on the web, thescrantonplayers.com, thescrantonplayers.com, and the production will be presented in the McDade Center for Literary and Performing Arts on the campus of the University of Scranton, Friday and Saturday at 8 p.m., Sunday at 5, thescrantonplayers.com.